So as you know, because of Adar, the theme of this Shabbat is joy. Now, I've heard the Jews described in many, many ways. There are brilliant people, I hear. There are an accomplished people. There are small people. There are beleaguered people. There are hated people. But I don't think I've ever heard them described as a joyful people. People say, when you know, when you think of the Jews, you think happiness. I mean, think about the Torah. Even before there are Jews, God makes Adam and Eve. What's the first thing that happens to them? Boom, they get kicked out of paradise. You go, it's a Jewish book. Even our holidays. Think about the holiday of Pesach. What is the holiday of Pesach? This great, wonderful holiday. We were in slavery, but God brought us into the desert. Let's celebrate. And Purim, too. Which is, I mean, joy and happiness, and when Adar begins, we should all celebrate. Why? Because we didn't get killed. That's Jewish joy. They could have killed us, but they didn't, so we're happy. Now, we understand this in some ways, because you can't command someone to be happy. It says that when Adar begins, you're supposed to be happy. But really, remember that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? I always felt coerced, you know? I remember there was a professor, Philip Reif at Penn, who when people would say, have a nice day, he would always say, I have other plans. It may not surprise you to know that he was the son of a kosher butcher from Chicago. We always think that someone who is consistently happy just doesn't get it. They must be superficial. And we play our songs in a minor key. Even the song that you heard about Purim, what is it about? It's about this poor schmendrick of a tailor who loves Esther but will never have her. That's a Jewish song. At the end of the movie, what happens? He doesn't get the girl. And yet, the truth is that in the Jewish tradition, the deep undercurrent is of joy. And the realization that the world is difficult and tragic and painful and dark and all those things not only doesn't destroy the joy, in some ways it helps give it birth. Because in our tradition, the promise that we're made is not that everything will be fine, but that if you have faith, which in Judaism is usually not called emunah, faith, but bitachon, which means trust, if you have trust, then you know that God has given you the resources, the depth of soul, the ability to go through difficult times and still feel joy. Be'erev yalin bechi, u'bavoker rina, says the psalmist. Yes, there'll be tears in the evening, but in the morning, there will be joy. Why? Will everything be fine in the morning? No, but you will have made it through the evening, and then you will have learned something about yourself, which is that souls are resilient, that you are not alone. Because the best way to feel joy is to realize the blessings that you've been given. The best way to have joy is to recognize that we are overflowing with reasons to be grateful. Sometimes even in the most difficult situations, that is true. And that's why again and again and again, the Jewish tradition offers this expression of, yes, there's darkness, but it's a prelude to light. And that you see your way through. All of us know that not only are there difficult times, but there's always the threat of difficult times. One thing that struck me being at AIPAC was that the discussion was almost exclusively about the difficulties and the threat and the danger that Israel faces. And there were 13,000 people at that conference, and let me tell you, 90% of their conversation was about the threat that Israel faces. And yet, they all seemed happy. They all felt, even in their fear, a certain solidarity, a certain joy, a certain sense of blessing, a realization that even to speak about the dangers of life means that you are alive. Even to speak about the problems of Israel means there's an Israel. That in the midst of our complaining, we have the breath and the words, and most important, the person to complain to. Hafachta mismedi l'macholi. God has turned my sorrow into song, my depression into dancing, my sadness into joy. The beginning of faith is joy, because the beginning of belief is the knowledge that you are not alone and that you have in you a spark of God, and whatever happens, that spark shines through. God has turned my mourning to joy. And for that, we sing.